Hazrat Alqama radiallahu, he comes to Damascus. He is a total stranger to the place, to the people. The first dua that he makes as he steps in the masjid is Allahumma anis wahshati. Oh Allah, I am a stranger to this place and make my stay here comfortable. Like how a stranger feels uncomfortable. He is a stranger to the place. Nothing is familiar to him. So let us be familiar and let us be comfortable in the stay here. The second thing he asked for, وَرْحَمْ غُرْبَتِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. And oh Allah, grant me a good companion. Our ulama write under this dua, وَيَسِّرْ لِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. Grant me a good companion. The righteous of the pious, righteous of the past, the greatest need, thing that they looked for the most, was a good companion. Because if you got a good companion, if you are falling down, he'll pick you up. If you're doing good, he will motivate you. If you are down, feeling depressed, he will encourage you. Provided the companion is good. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah used to say that generally today you don't find that type of good friends. If there is a friendship, then there is some type of an agenda. As long as I see that agenda working out, then the friendship continues. But I don't see things working out, the friendship also ends. So this is not the type of friendship. This is called, we say, matlab, you know. So we have that type of friends. So if there is something material in between, then the friendship carries on. But there is no material comfort, then there is no friendship. So what friend we need is that friend will guide us, he'll hold us. As we're falling, he's picking us up. As we're forgetting Allah Ta'ala, he's reminding us of Allah Ta'ala. As we're moving away from Jannat, he's bringing us close to Jannat. If we're alive, he's encouraging us. If we are dead, he's making dua for us. They say, when the king's slave girl died, the whole town was there for the janazah namaz. When the slave girl died, the whole town was there. But when the king died, there was nobody there. Now, kisko dikhaya? When the girl died, so we had to show the king, we had to show our face. When he died, there's nobody show the face. So why waste our time now? Rather do some business. So we need such a friend that will be an encouragement for us in this life, in the hereafter. If we are going wrong, he's pulling us away. If we are doing right, he's encouraging us. So we do need that company, but the right type of company. Not a company that is just for material gain. Material comfort, material. Otherwise, for material things, there's a lot of friends. For the wrong things, there are a lot of friends. Wedding coming up, then do it like this. Say that one person was working abroad, those days, olden days in India, working abroad. So he wrote up a letter to his wife. And there was very little literacy at the time, 200 years ago. Very few people were literate. So he wrote up a letter, sent it home. The wife sent it to the Miyaji. Miyaji was like the master, schoolmaster. He must read the letter and tell us the contents, what it is all about. So the Miyaji came around. I started reading the letter. He started crying. Now they all got worried now. Kya ho gaya bhai? What happened? So as he started crying, so they got worried, they got perturbed. So they asked him, what happened? So he almost cried also, made them cry. And the crying became louder and louder. So the neighbors, you know, people living very, very close to, next to each other, they heard that crying and the wailing. So they came around. But what happened? He almost cried also. So the wife is crying, Miyaji is crying, neighborhood is crying, everybody is crying. After they cried and cried, paid barakar ke rolia, whatever they had to cry, they cried. I said, Miyaji, but tell us what happened now. Kon mara, what happened? Koi mara nahi, what happened then? No, you see, your husband secured a very good job. Beyond what you can imagine, so much he's earning. Bhai, tera nas ho jaye, may Allah Ta'ala destroy you. If he's earning so well, must be alhamdulillah. Is it an occasion to cry? He said, no, it's an occasion to cry, all of us to cry. So why? You see now, we're coming from a small, remote, very, very poor village, right? Like as though we are living in the sticks. And he's earning like this, millions in the year he's earning, millions. Now, it's going to be a problem for the wife, because you think now he'll be comfortable with a village woman. He'll look for a smart city girl, he'll look for. So your marriage is on the rocks. Same thing, you must cry. And I'm crying because I'm a teacher with children from the village. Myself, I'm not very well educated. Now, my job will be on the line just now. I look for a special, very advanced teacher. So I'll lose my job. And the neighborhood, they're going to cry. Why are they going to cry? Because now he's got so much money he's going to get. He'll buy the whole neighborhood out. He'll have so much money because now he has to put up a palace. He can't live in a small dingy flat here. Now he'll have to put up a palace so all of us will be bought out. All of us will lose our homes. So that's why I'm asking you to cry. So this is the type of friends we have this day. Everybody is just concerned about the material progress, material gain. As long as there is a material, there is a friendship. There's no material, there is no friendship. Man is wealthy, so we become attached to him. He lost the wealth, the friendship is lost. So what we need in life is the right friend. Friend that will lead us, will encourage us to righteousness. Encourage us on the path to Allah Ta'ala. Encourage us to the path to Jannah. Here the Quran Sharif says, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ أَدُوهُنْ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Friendship in this world just ceases till death. But the friendship of the righteous continues even past death. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ أَدُوهُنْ. So the friendship of the righteous continues even after death. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah used to say, I began to long for death when I got to know that wahan doston ki hamesha ke liye dosti hogi, mulaqat hogi. When I got to know that we're going to meet our friends all the time in the akhirat. There is no separation. Here, friends get together, then we separate. The time that we get together, we feel very happy. And when we have to separate, we don't feel nice. Sometimes separation, because the work has ended, right? Sometimes the separation with death, how difficult that moment is, right? We love that brother, that son, that parent, whoever it was. But together, being around, we felt so nice, so comfortable and secure. But death came and it separated us. But in the hereafter, that friendship and that company will be such that it's continuous all the time. You're meeting now, afternoon, evening, enjoying, eating, meeting, going to places together. So, it's a continuous muhabbat, continuous mulaqat, all the time, no separation. Then we come here for the bride, 1-2 hours, and gone. But there it's continuous. We don't have to light charcoal there. It will come bride. The thing will come bride. Whatever you like, your food is your choice. The masala of your choice, whether it's tandoori, whatever, hot, cold, whatever you want, you get it of your choice. So this friendship of the hereafter, it remains. It remains and it transcends this life. Comes in the hadith, when a sinful person dies, right, then that friendship that he had with the sinful in this world, that's a problem again. Because the friend that died now, both of us sinners, the sinful friend that died, he says to Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah Ta'ala, I had this friend here. Right? He will never encourage me to good. He'll always encourage me to what's wrong." Right? And when we would think about death and the hereafter, he would just discourage that topic. He won't want to talk about death, won't want to talk about akhirat, jannat and jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala, because of that bad friendship, today I'm in problems. I got difficulty now because of this wrong association. This wrong association, I've got now problems. Now this person never encouraged me to good, encouraged me to what's wrong, made me forget the akhirat, made me forget you yourself. So now today I'm in problems, largely because of this friendship. So rather don't give him, deprive him of hidayat, let him go deeper into sin, so that he comes to the abode that I am in. So when that person dies, Allah Ta'ala joins him up, and each person begins to swear and curse the other. Allah Ta'ala's curse on you. He's swearing him and he's swearing him. So you see this bad friendship, that thing transcends to the hereafter. It's a destruction, not here only, but to the hereafter also it's a destruction. And a good relationship, it's a boon, it's a blessing in this life, and it's a blessing in the hereafter. So it's a company of good people, always looking for good, not material. All right, in a friendship, they will enjoy, it's not that it's a dry relationship. You'll go to his place, he'll offer you some tea, he comes to your place, you offer him something or the other, right? But the friendship is based not on material. It's on righteousness and virtue. So when one friend dies, provided he was an encouragement, so in his qabr he's making dua for his friend. Allah Ta'ala, this friend of mine, if I was going wrong, he was discouraging me, stopping me. If I was going on to right, then he was encouraging me. And if I was forgetful and unmindful, he was reminding me that there is a thing like hereafter, there is a thing like Jannat and Jahannam, right? So he kept on reminding me, like how you get Tabligh Jamaat Gash, right? Always. Life after death. Don't you hear that talk? Life after death. But the mistake they make is today life after death is very important. Life after death was important all the time. To say now today is important, that's not right. Not only today, all the time it was important. And it is important. It will be important always. So they remind you life after death, etc. So now, in the grave also, he's making dua for his friend. You encourage him, you support him, take care of him. And then, until he sees the good, the comfort and luxury that I see today, it largely is because of him. So there's a good friendship, even the qabr, you're getting duas. See, the qabr, you're in the qabr, in isolation, but you're getting duas from the deceased. But then, that is because of your right association. Wrong association, you're getting problems in the qabr. Even after your death, you're getting cursed, you're getting hit down, even whilst you're alive, even after you're dead. You're getting hit down, you're getting cursed, you're getting badduas. And right association, you're getting duas, you're getting blessings, you're getting encouragement and support in your life. After you've died also, you've got a support. So can there be anything more better than the righteous companion? وَيَسِرْلِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. Give me a right companion. So it's Al-Ghama says that I ask for a right company. And just then, I met up, I think it was Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, or some other Sahabi. And then he says, Ma faraktu hatta dafantuhu fi sham. That I remained with him, thick. And I remained till I went and buried him after he passed away. My companionship was with him right till the end. So this company of the righteous is so important. You can just, person doesn't have the right company, you can just turn around. A good person, and you just hear, hey, he's gone into drugs now. Hey, so good person, what happened? A good person, now he fell into wrong habits. Now he's getting into interest, usually. All the time was good. Now he's gone, he's falling into haram. He was such a good person. You hear now, you have problems, Allah forgive. But you get people of the age 65, 67, 70, real up to 70, yeah? And they're still falling into some type of a girlfriend relationship. See that? Wrong company. Now, their children and grandchildren, they're complaining. Hey, father, grandfather, he's fallen into some problem. Like, but you see the company. That company it just confuses your mind. It just mixes you up. And at that age now, children are worried, the grandchildren are feeling embarrassed. Hey, what happened to Nana? What happened to Dada? See what happens. So that happens largely when our mind is just material. We don't have the right company. Right company generally, this doesn't happen. You're slipping, they bring you up again. And here, you're slipping, they let you fall even harder. You're slipping, they let you fall even harder. I remember one person he had a marital problem. So his friends are telling him, "Why, there's not just one fish in the ocean, there's a lot of fish in the ocean. Leave this, take something else." So he explained to me this is the problem and what his friends are saying. But he said, "You leave those friends, and you just respect that wife. Up till this date, was she good to you or not? Good to your children or not?" "Yes, she was good to me and to my children." "Then just honor her. One, two problems you must have. In this world you came, you'll have a problem. If you eat, right, you'll get energy also, but you'll get something wasted as well. Won't you get some waste? So you can't expect now that all that thing will just go become blood and energy. Some portion will come good, will be good. So same, now you got a friend, you got a wife, some idhar udhar ki baat ho jayegi. She's not a farishta now. Well, she's not a farishta, one, two problem, but overall she's good. 90% she's good. 10% now that's, in any business, you have to allow for that wastage, isn't it? 10% wastage. Got some business, so you must have something. Now you say, no, perfect. That girl, that woman will be absolutely perfect. It's all wrong thinking, right? And the other wrong thing is now we look into all his phones and all that, right? Now young and the old, everybody looking into phones, right? Then you're looking at that phone, then you're complaining to your wife, "Hey, but she's not like this, man. She's not like this." So you lose taste for her. You look at all the stupid things. Now you lose taste for her. But you don't realize your shape is not like what was originally. Like she is not what she was, right, when she got married. You also look nice, look at the mirror. Stomach is protruding. Just that you got a nice tight clothing, you also, everything's not showing out. But you're going to see yourself nicely, take your shirt out, see how you look. So you complaining about her because of her shame, but she gave you the children, 4 children, 10 children she gave you, that you don't realize. But she gave you the children, now her shape must change. She can't be like her original self. Like you're not in your original self, she can't be. Overall, she was good to you. When she was good to you overall, but you forget all the good that she did. Hey, no figure, she was no style and all that. But she was good to you, to your children, to your grandchildren, she was good. It's a good home. So don't forget this thing here. Because I'm telling you now, with the experience, you know, so many people come and cry, complain. They go for the second, then they lose the comfort of their wife, first wife. they lose the respect of the children. A second wife cannot spoil them like the first one. They can't prepare food. Indian, that food means too much to him, right? That peace, he means too much for him. He needs someone to spoil him. He needs someone to give him that food, to take good care of his children. But the first one does everything. The second one is just there for the glitter. So leave all these things here. Here people are giving talks, second wife, second wife, second wife. Then when the second one can't do the khidmat, can't serve you, can't spoil you, then you make an additional zulm on the first one. The first one will look after the second one and her children. That's an additional zulm. As it is, there is a natural rivalry between the first and the second. Now this one, you look after the whole house and the first wife. And if she can't, then she's threatened. The state, you won't get any part of my state. All the 30, 40 years that she made khidmat, she served, she took good care of your children, she brought you up. Because of her, you came up. Your prosperity came because you were mentally calm. The mental calmness was because of the wife. So you became prosperous. Now you came in this position, and you forget the first one. No, Muasib has get married second wife. Only that's what you heard in the bayan. From the whole bayan, that was what you heard. That stuck in your mind. So appreciate people, right? Tomorrow it will be your daughter. And if someone treated your daughter like that, how would you like it? Don't be hasty at this type of things. People just hear this type of bayans and then they rush. So many years ago, when we should do etikaf with the top masjid, So there was an old chacha and he had the second wife. And etikaf, there's a lot of free time, so he'll keep harassing you. Mulanas, you're not taking second wife. So keep harassing, you see. That's the only discussion. Maybe he was preempting, that... I'm just imagining that before anybody can start him, he starts you, you see. So nobody gets a chance to start him off. Now, when he carried on and on, I said, Shaja, you stop the whole thing. It's your problem. How? I got married second time. Why didn't do anything? So I told him, see, you went to number one, then you went to number two. Number two, you stopped. You didn't ever think of going to number three. So we think that you got a problem, therefore you're going to number three. You're on the first rung, second rung, you stop there. Now you stop there now, you stop us. If you go to number three, at least we can think about number two. But there must be a problem, therefore you're not going to number three. So don't talk in this manner. What you've got, appreciate. Look after, respect. You show respect, you earn respect. You give time, you get a better time. And what is causing a problem is the wrong places we're going. Visiting all these malls and beaches and these phones and all that. Then we're comparing our wives against what we see. But those type of girls are only there for the looks. They're not there to spoil you, not there to look after your children, not there to give you good food, not there to show you respect, not for that. So the whole house crumbles. So this bad company, how it destroys you. So what you've got, enjoy, respect, appreciate, and as I say, just allow for some wastage. She's getting old also, kuch unchti ho jayega, bhai. Don't think that she must be like a whore now. She can't be. You won't be like a whore also. She can't be also. So just respect, carry on, appreciate. Your life will be more meaningful and enjoyable. Allah bak tawfiq naseeb kare.